Points of View. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Both Republicans and Democrats have had strong reactions to the upcoming end of Title 42. The COVID-related measure, which allowed the fast expulsion of migrants, is set to expire on Wednesday. The Biden administration insists it is prepared to deal with the surge of migrants expected at the southern border. Here's California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla touting the administration's plans on ABC's This Week.
The Biden administration has been preparing for months now for Title 42 to be lifted.
In a taped interview airing on the same show, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott gives his take on the situation.
If the courts do not intervene and put a halt to the removal of Title 42, it's going to be total chaos.
The triple-demic of COVID, flu, and RSV causing concern among health officials during this holiday season. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from New York City.
With cases of flu and COVID spiking, the New York City Health Department issued a mask advisory, but not everyone we talked to says they're on board with that idea.
I'm actually a nurse. If I was sick, I would wear a mask, but if I wasn't sick, I wouldn't.
The mask advisory urges New Yorkers to wear a mask in stores, offices, schools, and out on the subways. According to the data from the CDC, at least 15 million people have been sick with the flu so far this winter, leading to 150,000 hospitalizations and more than 9,000 deaths.
Disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried set to appear in a court in the Bahamas Monday, where he will reportedly no longer fight his extradition to the U.S.
where he faces charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and campaign finance violations. The 30-year-old was the second biggest individual donor to Democratic campaigns during this year's midterm cycle, but also gave to some Republicans.
That's Fox's Jonathan Sary. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Argentina defeating France to claim its third World Cup title Sunday. Fox's Bob Mortali has the report.
For the third time in history, a World Cup championship was decided in a penalty kick shootout.
Gonzalo Montiel can win the World Cup for Argentina with this kick. Yes!
Fox TV on the call. Montiel found the back of the net to ignite the celebration in Qatar. Argentina beat the French 4-2 on penalty kicks. Veteran superstar Lionel Messi scored twice for Argentina, including one extra time goal. Messi finished the tournament with 7 goals. Kylian Mbappe came up with the first hat trick in a World Cup final in 56 years for the defending champs.
Britney Spears' father is finally speaking out on his daughter's conservatorship, saying that it possibly saved her life. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has more.
70-year-old Spears says in an interview with Daily Mail that he saved his daughter's life and saved her from her darkest days, saying, quote, "Not everybody's going to agree with me. It's been one hell of a time, but I love my daughter with all my heart and soul. Where would Britney be right now without that conservatorship? And I don't know if she'd be alive. I don't." Spears going on to say, "For protecting her and also protecting the kids, conservatorship was a great tool. Without it, I don't think she would have got the kids back." But Britney, often telling a different story in a recent YouTube interview, she says her dad, quote, "controlled everything I did, even saying he bugged her phones during her 13-year conservatorship, also accusing him of having her committed against her will."
The birthplace of Jesus is undergoing a spike in tourism.
Bethlehem suffered a major dip in the tourism area due to the pandemic. Although it's not a complete recovery, local business owners say it's an encouraging sign to see people once again visiting the Holy Land, especially this time of year.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.